Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Hi everyone, welcome to today's Quantum Awakening Wave. I believe it is the 13th episode today, and I'm so grateful to be able to share this hour with you. Thank you so much for joining live, and to all of you watching on the replay or catching these episodes on my podcast, thank you so much for being there, for sharing your feedback, your comments, your reactions, how you receive these episodes, because it makes me feel so happy to know that you are aligning with the content that we share, me and my High Council, with so much joy and love. And we thank you for your presence, because you tuning into this channel, commenting, sharing, following, helps me as well as my team, both in the physical and the non-physical, to fulfill our purpose and our destiny on this planet. So thank you so much for being here. If you are watching live, please comment, say hi, because it makes me very happy to know that you are here today. Today, I'm going to share about a very important subject that we all participate into. So this template is a template that belongs to the Codex of Trauma Awakening. What is Trauma Awakening? It is waking up more and more, very much like a flower opening up under the rays of the sun when it has enough water to blossom into its magnificence. It is a gradual process. So we have so many awakening moments happening throughout our lives. Some are very big and very intense. Some are way more subtle. What I have found happens is that many of us, if not most of us, actually develop strong resistances to opening up our heart, because awakening can be painful, it can be sad, it can be sometimes even traumatizing to realize the amount of pain, of suffering, the amount of lies that are present, not only in the 3D matrix systems, but also within ourselves. So being traumatized because we awakened is actually something that happens to most of us. Of course, the trauma that I'm talking about can be really extensive or it can feel very small, but it is important to always honor how we feel and not compare to our feelings, our story, our experiences to the ones of our friends or our community, because it is also always very unique. You know, you are a unique fractal of God consciousness. There is no one like you in this life right here, right now. No one is you. No one has your unique story. Even if you have siblings and close friends, they were never inside your body, inside your mind, inside your heart. As you were experiencing things in your life that were really shocking, traumatizing, or even exciting, happy, exhilarating. So you are the only one that truly has lived this life that you are living. And this transmission that me and my High Council are sharing is to say to you that you are allowed to feel everything that you feel, and you are allowed to express the truth of your divinity no matter what happens in your life, no matter how shocking things are. But we are here to help you express the truth of your divinity with spiritual maturity, with grace, with kindness, operating from the unified field of your heart, the unified field that you are as a multidimensional soul, as a sovereign divine being, and coming from that angle, we are able to transcend separation template, suffering, and all the plugins that are plaguing humanity and that are still present within our body, within our subconscious mind, holding us back from really truly living a life as a free, sovereign, abundant, joyful being, experiencing life on planet Earth. Thank you so much for joining live. It's really nice to see you here. Thank you for writing in the comments. I love hearing your feedback and to know how you receive this content. So as I download this unique codex of trauma awakening, which again is an integral part of the body of work that I share with humanity, which is called the Fractal Dynamic System, this I receive directly from Source with the help of my High Council. So together we create this craft, this artistry, this new material that we are bringing onto the planet simply for the purpose of helping all of us wake up to the truth of our sovereign multidimensionality so we can access now who we came here to be and serve others along the way. No matter how big our service is, we are always in service. We are in service to the self. We are in service of our children, of our parents, of our community. And we do that from a place of integrity, respecting sovereign ethical boundaries, kindness, joy, peacefulness, unconditional love to the best of our ability. And today, this subject is extremely important. So this special code from this Codex of Trauma Awakening is one of the foundation of the problems that we are all experiencing on this planet. And this code is plaguing humanity. Your heart as well, your life as well. You are suffering from it every single day, and you are not even aware of that. And you're not aware of that because this is simply a dynamic that is really hidden in the subconscious, in the shadows, because when we reveal this to you today, you will never be able to see yourself, to see the interactions with your own heart and with others in the same way. Your tolerance for separation, your tolerance for bullshit, tolerance for your own lies about how powerful you are, lies about the world, and so on, that we sometimes do more or less consciously because it is more convenient to not see clearly, that to be in the purity of observation from the one unified field, you will not have very little tolerance for that. And it is a good thing. So remember that the transmissions that we share are mini surgeries, if you like, because we literally extract this from the subconscious realm, from the shadow realm, to bring it into the light. And when it is being brought into the light, it is revealed so it can be healed and alchemized by witnessing what is unfolding. And as we are the witness of our own experiences, of our own mind, of our own distortion, residing at the center point of our fractal, witnessing the human really struggling with thought and templates in reality, as we place ourselves as this angel behind a human, we can therefore choose differently. And we choose different reactions, we choose different emotions to focus on, to cultivate, to amplify. We can also choose to open up our heart to experience more love, more acceptance, more compassion and forgiveness for the self, always for the self first, and then for others. I want you to really open yourself up to the possibility of having no tolerance in your life for anything or anyone that brings levels of separation, that reside under the toxic low vibration templates of us versus them, me versus her, me versus him, me versus this group. How often do we separate ourselves from others? We don't have the same skin color. We don't have the same religion. We don't eat the same way. Oh! Vegan don't hang out with meat eaters. Meat eaters, vegans crazy. I don't hang out with that category of the population for whatever reason is present. I'm not racist, but I like everyone, but I love my mom, but I love my children, but I want you to realize that every time you bring this narrative, you create a separation. So how can we do? How can we go about it? When we feel in ourselves the narrative coming of us versus them, let's tune into an example. For example, I cannot possibly hang out with this category of the population because whatever reason comes up. I want you to place yourself as the angel behind your human when that narrative happens, meaning that if we say, I'm not racist, I'm not, I don't hate my children, I hate my mother, etc. And then we place the but, before the but is the anchoring of the unified field. It is saying like, actually, the angel that I am does not want to reject people. But what happens is that my human does. My human really struggle with these differences, with these triggers that happens, with these conflicts that arise in this relationship. So as we do that, we practice the fractal dynamic system of placing yourself at the center point of the fractal, observing the human separating. What happens then is that we do not deny or reject the human's feelings of separation, of judgment. We honor that, we witness that, we see that, only we don't buy into it. An angel sees the whole picture and chooses to love no matter what the human is feeling. And we do not cultivate what's coming after the but. We cultivate sharing more within our heart, asking our heart to open up. Humanity is plagued by horrendous, horrific wars that keep on happening all over the planet for whatever reasons. Humanity is plagued by so much racism, xenophobia, like misogyny is still a thing. There's just so much happening everywhere. What are you doing about it? What am I doing about it? Are you keeping yourself in check with the way you treat other people, as in the us versus them equation? We all do it. It's a process that comes naturally. It relates to the primal brain of survival. There is always a danger out there. What we don't know is dangerous. Therefore, what we don't know needs to be pushed away because it is dangerous. So if we don't know a race, if we don't know a culture, if we don't know a religion, if we don't know whatever is happening, we are going to act from the us versus them template. We need to transcend that and to go into the higher consciousness that we are, that sees and that knows that there are no separation because we are all indeed fractal of God consciousness. We might feel that there is nothing that we relate to. Again, there is nothing about judging the self. Everything that we experience in this life is to teach us to live from the unified field. So welcome, welcome it when you witness yourself going into us versus them template. Welcome that. Say, I am ready to observe the narrative of my human so it can be brought from the shadows into the light and really see all the way that my human is going with this. And really keep on asking my human, why do you think like this? Why do you think like this? Why do you think like that? Because eventually we will perceive the fear behind us versus them narrative, and we can walk through the fear portal to alchemize this density, this separation by saying, and I still choose love and unity over that. Because I am not someone who is here to put other people down so I feel better, to reject others so I can feel that I belong somewhere. Why is the us versus them coming so strongly when we awake? It actually amplifies when we awake, which is quite ironic, isn't it? You would think that people that are completely in the matrix system are more present in the us versus them than the ones that walk on the 4D bridge. No, it is the opposite. Because when we wake up to what is really going on, we see how horrendous it is. We see that a lot of this matrix that we live in, if not all of it, has been built to create enslavement. What is enslavement, people? The deep state, aliens, reptilians, this society, these groups of people, massive, massive us versus them being exacerbated. We feel that we know more than other people because we woke up. So we exacerbate that temperance, like saying, I and the people that believe in the same narrative know it is us versus the ones that have no ID, versus the robot, the sheep, the one that are not choosing awakening. Excuse me? Where is the unified field in that? Where? The us versus them template gets tremendously exacerbated during the awakening process, because the awakening process happens through this kind of light bulb that creates a huge shift in the consciousness, in the orientation of our thoughts, of our emotions, everything, not everything, a big part that was stuck in the subconscious is being brought into the light. But because we don't know how to regulate that from the heart, from the unified field, what it happens is that it loops and loops and loops into the mind that is still trying to make sense of what is being brought up into its awareness from outdated programs of separation that we have not alchemized. How do we alchemize that? Through the heart, through reclaiming the heart as the one quantum technology that is here to direct the movement of a human, and not from the mind directing things. Because of course the mind is going to very happily chew on what's coming from the subconscious in its awareness from these very narrow, outdated plugins and programs. So we must absolutely work on opening up the heart. That is the only way to transcend us versus them, to transcend separation, and to transcend our own inability to know how to resolve conflicting issues within ourselves and within the world. We do not need to know intellectually how unity consciousness is going to be fully activated into the hearts of the ones who suffer the most on this planet. We do not need to know how reconciliation of our hearts with the people that suffer, with our own suffering, with our family. We do not need to know exactly the ABC steps of getting there. That's God's plan flowing through us. What is needed is to get out of the effing way by choosing separation, by thinking that it is okay to discriminate and separate because others are different than us. I want you to really grow into maturity, spiritual maturity here, and also realize that doing the work with this fractal dynamic system is going to change everything for you, because it is a heart-based technology. It is a heart-based codex that will help you open up the portals that are within your heart. This beautiful 12-petal lotus flower that knows exactly how to alchemize differences through the field of love and acceptance and kindness and compassion and generosity that are already there within you. Only maybe some of those petals are still closed up. because we never gave them a chance to open up in the first place, because we don't know how to, because we are afraid of realizing that if we truly indeed forgive, if we indeed express kindness and compassion, unconditional love to the self and others, that indeed our reality will change instantly. We are terrified of living in peace. We are terrified of living with other humans as one human race on this planet. Why are we scared? It's because it is the unknown. It has not happened in humanity yet. Yes? It happened in some ancient civilizations for a little while before they were destroyed, most of the time by their own distorted timelines, sometimes by external forces. So many of us here as mission souls coming here to step more into leadership are coming to reactivate dormant memories of lifetimes spent in some star system where we live from the unified field, such as Arcturus, nor on Sirius, nor on the Pleiades, but also in ancient civilizations such as Lemuria, Avalon, Shambhala, Atlantis, and so many more that we don't name. Many of us, many of you here watching this, and please let me know in the comment, are reawakening a part of themselves that lived in ancient civilizations of golden light, where there was unity between the people of that civilization, not talking between two civilizations, because that has not happened yet. That's the ascension process that we are going on. We are a tidal wave of awakening, sweeping the whole of humanity into the one unified field of unconditional love, so we can enter all together, rising as one consciousness of Christ, now stepping into the new golden age of miracles. It is not one privileged civilization. No way. There is no us versus them here. It is us, the earthlings, the human, that have chosen physicality now, that are moving as a wave. Some are riding it. Some are not freaking interested. They don't even see a wave. We let them be. That will happen. It will happen for them. When they are ready, we let them be. So it is important to always remember that what you witness outside of yourself is happening within. And here we have some profound teachings for you that we want you to play with during this week. Okay, it's like a point of contact with your heart, with your own consciousness, so you can apply what we teach already. And this is to witness that if we observe the us versus them template outside of ourselves. For example, with the current conflict, you know, in Israel and Palestine, observe the human wanting to go into certain narrative that are going to create those ones versus those ones. Who is right and who is wrong? Just observe what is happening. It is a completely natural process. It is actually a process that it is asked for by so many people, even on the 4D bridge, that are exactly falling into that pitfall of like, you are not awake if you don't speak about this. You are not awake. You're not aware. You're not intelligent. You're not as wise as me if you don't take a side. That is exactly what we are here to transcend, my friend, to saying, I do not need to pick a side on anything. It was already happening during COVID and all the narratives that were happening, the us versus them, very present. Here again, of course, us versus them is present. It is always present. So observe your tendency of going there. Place yourself as the human behind your angel and keep asking, why do I need to? Why do I need to create separation? Why do I need to think logically that one is right, the other one is wrong? Go, go, go all the way, and you will find a fear. You'll find a fear, limiting beliefs. That is what you are bringing out to the surface. You practice your own cosmic surgery in this way. You extract. It's literally like you open yourself up, you extract, you bring that into the light so it can be released in its own time. when it has lost its impact, it's like tentacles on you. So here is the thing. When we observe that, it's also happening within. The us versus them is closing our heart. It is preventing our heart from opening up to its full capacity. Because here is the thing. Did you know that our heart, when it is open, is so powerful, so beautiful, so magnificent, so unlimited and infinite, that it can very well include many different emotions at once, many different feelings, many different impressions about life and our own experiences. I noticed that very strongly 4 years ago when I was into deep grief portal. This time of the year is always very tender and vulnerable for me. 4 years ago, I was a shell that was barely surviving in my own heart, in my own body, because my person, my mom, the one that I loved so much, that has always been supportive, always been there, was dying her most horrible death. She had been getting worse and worse for 9 months, and for 9 months we could not have a conversation, rational conversation any longer. She was all over the place. So I saw her becoming someone that she was not any longer. And I suffered so much. I suffered. I had anger present in my heart, so much anger directed at God, at me, at my life, at my mom for living this nightmare. I had also frustration. I had, of course, a massive deal of sadness. But I was also so strong, so courageous. I also felt proud of myself at the same time. So when mom finally passed and was liberated from the excruciating pain of her suffering body, I entered a portal of grief. And as I was grieving deeply, I also felt at the same time so much joy for having witnessed that transition, for my mom, for having found in myself the courage to show up, for to be there for her to the best of my ability. I also kept on witnessing my own hand holding so many emotions at once, so many desires at once. I really started to understand the teaching that I had been receiving, because that happened at the same time. It just happened. I downloaded this body of work in my worst moment of sadness and fears and anger. I received this and it saved me. This fractal dynamic system saved me from depression, saved me from haunting myself, through abusing myself, through putting myself into very detrimental situations. So what I realized is that I could be in the template me versus me, or like those feelings versus those feelings, or I could try to find the unified field in the most challenging time of my life. So I kept on praying. I prayed, I meditated, I connected to my heart, to my soul, I connected to my soul family relentlessly, and I still do to this day, because you know what? It is still happening. The us versus them is showing up in other ways. It showed up this morning as I decided to follow through a decision that was hurtful to take in the moment, but that also was needed. I knew it was needed for my liberation, for my freedom, for living in integrity, clarity, and authenticity with myself. Giving a sacred no to a potential relationship when I crave intimacy so bad required a huge amount of courage. So instead of seeing myself as separated, I saw myself as a beautiful human who's trying her best to live a life of love, joy, and unity. And sometimes that human slips here, slips there, slips there. But you know what? I am never against that human. That human is trying her best, and I feel emotional. And you know what? When I sent this message this morning to this beautiful man I had been dating for a few weeks, which is not so long, like, yeah, maybe like over a month, and I was like, you know, this ends because And I expressed myself. The tears that I felt coming up were not tears of actually missing, you know, something or missing out. It's like me versus him, who's right, who's wrong, and whatever is happening. No, it was tears of relief I felt coming deep in my heart from being there for myself, from living in the unified field of my own loving compassion, my own loving awareness, to honor what it is that I need to continue living in the unified field of integrity. So therefore, I did not fight my intuition. I did not fight my feelings. I saw them all. I knew very well the fears that were present into anchoring into that decision. But I did not allow those fears to amplify the mind chatter that was trying to create something big, a story of separation, where actually there was no story. There was just, is it in alignment? Is it in authenticity with my heart? Yes, I continued on that path. No, I discontinued that path. So we are sharing this with you because we really want you to pay close attention this week every time you want to be going against you, every time you judge your human, every time you forget that you are an angel with gigantic, magnificent wings here to protect your human, no matter what. And you don't protect your human by cuddling your own feelings, not doing anything, staying in a corner, not sharing your boundaries. No, you protect your human by rising into self-leadership, by rising into soul alignment, into sovereignty. This is how we protect our human. This is how we live in such, with such integrity and authenticity, that when we look at ourselves in the mirror, all that we see is our own light. We are not afraid of looking at ourselves in the eyes, because we are rising up to the occasion to be present for ourselves. So when the human slips, when the human struggles, when we are so overwhelmed in our humanity, we take time. We take time to be there for ourselves. We create space. We express to ourselves and others, I'm going through something. I need to process this as the angel of my human, so I can take the most aligned action for me now, which therefore will have a certain effect, ripple effect in my life, in my relationships, in my work. And I need to make this decision that is in integrity with my heart, from the unified field, not from the us versus them, not for me fighting myself, fighting my desires, fighting my fears, fighting others, fighting in my own mind. Drop the freaking weapons and stop inflicting pain to your own self by judging, criticizing yourself, criticizing past actions, regretting things, feeling guilty, feeling ashamed. None of that belongs in the expanded heart of the sovereign soul that you are. It is part of the distorted template of your humanity. So when they are present, don't try to remove them because you hate them, because they shouldn't be there. Try to understand them, to wrap them in your angelic wings and say, why are you here? Why is it that I'm feeling ashamed, that I'm feeling fearful? Let's have a conversation, my beautiful human, because I am here for you. That is exactly transcending the us versus them template within our own multidimensional incarnation. It is bringing all the aspects of our multidimensionality together through self-observation, through presence. When we are like that, we observe emotions, we observe thoughts, and we observe physical reactions, and we observe the desire of our heart to move through that, by bringing all of that through the heart portal. It is, of course, practice. Practice, practice, practice makes us perfect. So keep practicing. We are never failing. I don't believe in failure. That's irrelevant. We are always, always learning, always evolving. Always, always, always. Sometimes it is obvious and we know what we're learning quickly. Sometimes it is not, because you know what? The intense experiences always come first, the lesson afterward. So the more you are present in your heart, as much as you possibly can hold yourself into this level of presence, witnessing the different aspects of yourself fighting, the more you will reconcile your heart and the easier it will be for you to navigate life and to promote peace, to promote unity. Because here is the thing, we are learning to step into high levels of self-leadership. Self-leadership is very much leading ourselves, following the path that our soul has chosen to walk upon. I was born here to witness and to help, to the best of my ability, anchor the new golden age of miracles, the new earth. I was born to be a channel of light for God, to relate powerful message of empowerment, of sovereignty, of abundance, of freedom, of love, of connection. So my whole reality revolves around who I am becoming in alignment with that highest destiny. When we choose this path, that is the path of self-leadership. And then from there, we lead others because we walk the talk. I cannot even tell you the amount of things that have been happening in my life around leadership. Crazy. Because I was born to lead and I am leading. Only my leadership is continuing to increase and expand and amplify, most likely yours too. So we need to understand who we are and what it is that we are here to be doing. We need to know how to move from the unified field so we can lead ourselves with grace, with power, with joy, with kindness, with compassion. We can lead ourselves through the unified field to be able to lead others and invite others to come with us on this journey of awakening, this magnificent journey of ascension that we are undergoing as a human race now. So I invite you to join me on this journey as I'm walking the way with you, as I'm leading the way in with as much humility and joy and presence that I have access to. And I will continue sharing for the rest of my life. There is no end in sight, you know, as you step into leadership, you are fueled by that. But then, as you step into leadership, more us versus them separation template are going to come to you. You are going to receive more conflict in your life because your magnetism, your aura, your presence in the world is amplified. So you need to grow a strong backbone. You need to know how to handle conflict, how to stay present within your sovereignty while others criticize the very thing that you do, what you're birthing into this reality, who you are as a human on this planet. How can we rise in our leadership knowing that leadership pushes us in the spotlight and that these hearts, these templates of wounding, this subconscious programming, this plugging from the matrix system will be brought up into the light? They will. Of course they will. Because when we say yes to leading ourselves to live in the unified field, when we amplify our mission as mission souls, it means that we need to hold more light. To hold more light is to become more crystalline. To become more crystalline is to allow other people to know that this quantum effect happens organically, to know that as we become more and more like a crystal ourselves, people are going to have this mirroring effect happening, that if they cannot take the light of their own divinity, they will throw all of their pain, their separation template, their shadows upon us. Because this is the way to alchemize. This is the way to heal. It is always through mirroring effect with others. So I understand very well that many of you are afraid of opening up your vortex to servicemen, people, to be more present in your leadership. It is completely normal, of course. But I really truly hope that you're never going to allow that to stop you from anchoring what you came here to anchor in this reality. We need you. We need you now. It is happening now. So we all need to do the work, the inner work. We all need to get our shit. It's like, I don't want to say get our shit together because that feels a little bit like our daily control and, you know, like bypassing feelings and things like that. And it is not what I'm all about. It is basically, we all need to realize how amazing we are, how powerful we are, how easy it can actually be to awake when we choose love as a guiding force. And when doing the inner work becomes like our everyday spiritual practice, our everyday life is our spiritual life. There is no separation. Again, there is no this versus that. There is not a spiritual life when I feel all of and light after yoga and a personal life when it is okay to put these people in these categories because, you know, we have nothing in common. We all have a heart. We are all fractals of God. We are all in humanity. We are all witnessing humanity suffering. We have more in common than we think. Actually, we have everything in common because everything comes from the light of God. So separation is the illusion. We are already in the unified field. It's only illusions that make us think that we are separated. So we can choose to chew on that, on those separations, on those illusions. I could choose to say like, enough of this, for goodness sake. This has been going on for thousands of years in humanity. Do I really want to perpetuate that? No. What in my heart is preventing me from accepting myself fully? For loving myself fully, for loving others just the way they are. Doesn't mean be walked over like a carpet. I'm always, remember, always promoting healthy boundaries, heart-centered communication, releasing what no longer serves us. But we can do that with class, with grace, with kindness, with love. Okay? We get so into this subject, as you can witness, because we can really see, like me and my high council, we can really see the potential of people. We know your potential. We know the potential of our tribe, of humanity as well, of humans in general. It's like huge. We are so freaking powerful. So powerful. If only you knew what you're capable of being, of doing in the world, you would stop chewing on the little things and expand your wings and go for it. So remember as well that we would love for you to join the Dragon Warrior Codex, which is there for that, to reconcile all the parts of you that are scattered and that are preventing you from stepping into a new level of leadership, self-leadership, leading your family, leading your friends, leading your community, leading a wider community. We need leaders to show up, to rise up to the next level of leadership. And I have been initiated in leadership portals for years. And of course, because I have been birthing this body of work since like 4 months now, of course, I am walking through the fire of initiation myself into new levels of leadership. And I want to share all of that with you during this two-day event happening on the 29th and 30th of November. You can still sign up. We have 6 hours each day together with a lot of amazing, juicy channeled content with the Dragon Warriors, which is a very specific frequency coming from the dragon realms. We're going to receive beautiful activation, cosmic surgery, but also you will have the opportunity to be present in our field, to ask your questions, to receive coaching about leading yourself and leading others. It will be so powerful. We're going to go so deep. We're going to work with fire of creation, as the dragon carried a fire of creation. It's going to be so wonderful. And I would love to see you in the Dragon Warrior Codex at the end of the month. You can find that on my website, sandrines.com. And I will have a look at all the shares here. Thank you so much for sharing this. I am ready to observe the narrative of my human. So much deep reflection right now. The Mars transit bringing so many inner truths to me. Thank you. Yes. The planets are helping. The planets are always helping. And we are into the digging. You know, this season, the planet is like digging it deep. Let's not be afraid. Let's not be afraid of anything we can find, because the further we go, the more we realize there is only one thing that we all find when we do this work of going into the shadows, of doing the inner work. It is only light, because we come from the light of God, because we are that. So continue doing the work, knowing that even though it seems really intense and getting worse or it sucks, at the end of the tunnel, it is light that you will find. Thank you. Interesting topic of conversation. Thank you. Sandrine, it's so hard to hold off when people push back on you. Can you speak to holding boundaries, speaking our truth, even if we come across harsh to them from a place of love? I love this question. This is very practical and relevant to today. Yes, so we can love while also having no interaction with people. Like, we do not need to convince people that we love them. We do not need to feel the love from other people to love them. It's not a two-way. It's not because someone hates me and think that I'm a bad person, that I'm a full of shit and so on, that I cannot love them. Love transcends the separation, because the consciousness is so high that we can see that the person is only listening to separation coming from their mind. They are not heart-centered. They don't know. It's very much what Jesus said, like, Father, please forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. It is very much that. So we do not need to hold love when people push back on you. Love is not something that we hold. Love is something that is. Love is there. I do not hold on to love because there is an infinite amount of love. So no way I can hold on a certain amount of love. Love is infinite, eternal. It never dies. So when I am in that field, people come into my field of love and they feel they like it. They like to be in my energy. They want more of it. Great. We are welcome to stay. If you come here and was like, ew, I don't like it. She's annoying. Everything that she says is a ton of bullshit or whatever is triggering them because they come in our field and they go away after maybe unleashing at us. Bye. Bye. See you next time or never again. Clean ourselves. We are there for ourselves. We put ourselves in check. Did I do something really negative? Out of manipulation, out of like maybe, I don't know, be misogynistic, racist. I put myself in check, of course, you know. Did I act from like white privilege or whatever? We put ourselves in check. We really do the work. And if we feel that truly we did our best, we were kind, compassionate, generous, loving, and everything, and the other person came like, boom, like that, it's like, I am sorry, but that is a no. I have no tolerance for narratives that are here to attack me, my character, my work, my mission. I have no tolerance for that because I put myself in check continuously. So I know that I work with integrity. I know that I'm trying my best as a leader, as a human. And if other people don't see that, don't like that, don't want that, it's like, bye. And if people think we are harsh, whatever, you know, people can think I'm cold, I'm distant, I'm selfish. I've had that before, of course. Who cares? Criticism has no weight on me. People always go like that. I was born like this. I was born able to brush things off my shoulders because they were not resonating with the truth of my divinity. Yes, at times, of course, I have been hurt by certain comments, but very little, very little. Why? Because I was already born with very strong center and protection. I've never had any tolerance for bullying or bullshitting me. It's like, you're trying to go on that path? Wait to see the dragon. So yeah, people go there and so on. And of course, it can touch my heart. I'm like, oh, you know, like, that's pretty harsh. I put myself in check. If I receive a lot, you know, of these harsh things. But again, I don't go down that path. And if people think I am harsh, they don't like my style, which I have received, you know, like sometimes like, oh my God, like, you know, what you share is so much, it's so intense, you know, you need to do this. And so they criticize, they tell me what to do, how to share my message, how to channel or trans channel, what to say first. And I was like, all your expectations, everything that you share is all coming from you. Literally, it has nothing to do with me. I deliver the way I want to deliver. Thank you very much. I deliver the way it is flowing through me. If you don't like this style, if you don't like this face, this skin color, this gender, whatever that you use as an us versus them template against me and the work that I do, you can go somewhere else. Find what you're looking for somewhere else. I'm not for everyone, of course. No one is for everyone. We are all coded to receive and share from specific people. Some people come in my field, they stay in my field for years. They become close friends, like my besties, you know? Some people could come in my field and they stay there for a year or two, or like a few months, and then they go find what they need somewhere else. It's like literally zero attachment to the movement. So people can think whatever they want about me, but I will not allow that to slow me down, to diminish the love that I have for this current incarnation, no matter what. I will continue my work relentlessly. You know what? We have already been burnt at the stake, tortured, criticized. We have been killed, raped for so many lives before these lives. And I feel goosebumps everywhere as I share this. We have suffered horrible death, the death of our children, of our communities, of ourselves, of our parents, through sometimes it's hundreds, even thousands of past lives, if we are an old soul on this planet. And it is not even talking about our star system. So I've done that. That's not gonna happen any longer. And we are here to say once and for all, that is done. It is over. No one is allowed to even try to fucking slow me down, for goodness sake. I was here to rise like a phoenix, like the freaking dragon that I am. Because if you follow me, many of you are also like me, dragon coded. And you know if you are, because you are initiated through fire. Okay? Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, Harmony. It's always nice to see you. Love you, Sandrine. I love these love notes. Thank you for your vulnerability and authenticity. It's my pleasure. I love seeing you here live. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Your journey has really touched my heart and inspired me to keep going. Yes. Yes, if you want to do all the things but you don't hard, really try to find the ways that are going to help your nervous system. I know a lot of us are tired. And of course, it's like, you know, sleep well, you know, hydrate, you know, all the things. But it's really the thing, isn't it, to look after our bodies. So we have the energy that we are meant to experience and feel in this life to do all the things. Thank you so much. I love this. Your message hit me like a ton of bricks. So beautiful. That's great. Thank you. Hopefully you're not crushed. Rise up like this. Thank you. I love this self-reflection, following your question and what I shared about it. Thank you so much. Stepping deeper into my leadership. Yes. Need refined tolerance or oscillation in the face of criticism and attack. Yes. And like, Also, when you know yourself really well, like you know your architecture, if you're a Cancer, like my mom, you know, my mom was a Cancer. So like a small critic would hurt her like a thousand arrows. I saw her feel so sad and depressed because of little things, because she was so receptive to criticism. And me, Capricorn, I was like, what does she even bother? What does she even care? So witnessing my mother being so deeply affected by criticism of others has really taught me tolerance and understanding of that process, because that's a process that I was not affected by overly. So the gift of having that mother really mellowed my heart down when I feel emotional. Now, our connection to my mother and I taught her to be stronger and not to give a shit, but she told me to feel more, to open my heart more, to not be so afraid of feeling all the feelings at once. She told me hiding is not the good way, you know, hiding in your shell. You're not a Cancer to start with, Sandrine. You know, you're here to climb the mountain like a little goat that you are. So when you know, like, your natal chart, human design, gene key, you can work with high level precision on yourself. So I always highly recommend that you have done that professionally. Okay, do that professionally and learn to handle the different transits yourself. If you don't want to pay for someone to do the transits for the next 6 months or 1 year, I recommend it. I sometimes do that for the year, and it's so highly valuable because you can feel when you are more tender, when you are more inclined to go into the shadows, because this is literally what the planets are doing to you right now. So we learn to work with that architecture so we are not enslaved by it, but we are enlightened by it. We are enlightened by the unique architecture, the unique blueprint of ego that our soul chose to birth to life to fulfill its highest destiny. So I share for my own architecture, but I try my best to encourage you to know yourself, because I know very well that we will have many things in common, but we are also very different. You have your own story, your hard response to criticism, to the us versus them template, and to everything else differently than mine. We are just teaching the fractal dynamic system, so it is a universal tool that we can all use no matter our differences in terms of blueprint. Because it doesn't matter if one is more affected by criticism or emotional or like hard or like harsh than another. What's important is the placement of the awareness of this person when it comes to interaction with self and others. Because it means that then we can really rise up together. We can really meet another. Okay? I love all your share. Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate everything that you have brought up to the conversation today. It's been a wonderful transmission. I have to admit, I have particularly loved this transmission. Many more things are happening in my field, in my destiny, in my vortex, and I'm so happy to share with you on a regular basis so we can get to know more about each other, but also I get to, you know, share all of this with you in such a passionate way. And again, I would love for you to join the Dragon Warrior Codex. Please visit my website, sandrines.com. You can sign up and I would be super happy to see you there. Of course, if you cannot make it live for all sessions, you will receive the replays for life. It's going to be so much fun and very potent, because co-creating with the dragons is life-changing, and this even is happening just before we start the year of the dragon. So how perfectly aligned is this? Learning to work with the dragon warrior energy before the dragon year starts. Take care, everyone. I send you lots of love. Remember to choose your heart, to always be there for yourself, because you deserve it. Okay, I'll see you next time. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.